Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to this episode of Coach Trenda, because Coachella is coming up, I guess, next week. Had no idea, but we'll talk about that in a second, and why Coachella is in. Do you remember that? That was from The Office, when Aaron said that. Remember when they were launching?
I've only seen the British version, so
you're
I don't know.
You're a fucking freak. Really?
No, I've seen the whole thing.
Don't fuck with me, man. Because yesterday we were talking about shit we were watching in the lockdowns. You mentioned The Office. I remember you said The Office as a thing, but I don't know if you were just saying that because it's a show people watch or because you actually watch it.
I've seen the whole thing. I remember that being an instance of a show that a lot of people depended on because it was so safe, you know, like, because The Office, it's sweet. You know what you're getting. It's very funny. But
right.
I think a lot of people rewatched The Office during COVID.
But do you remember when they were launching that stupid pyramid like hand device, the iPad thing, and they needed they needed Erin Ellie Kemper's character to kind of like be like a plant to talk up how cool the device was, and she goes, "Oh man, the Coachella! I can't wait to see Zoe Deschanel at the Coachella Music Festival." Still think about that one. Still think Great. About that one. Great one. Anyway, I'm Miles. That's Blake.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew that.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty
good.
What
do you have going on today?
Today, you know, got to pick up the old kid from daycare. Oh. You know, got to make dinner.
75-year-old child.
Yeah. Yep. Talking about my parents. Yeah, I got to pick up the kid at daycare. And then I'm actually making a fantastic split pea soup.
Really?
If I must be fully transparent with what my fucking goings on are.
By all means.
Yes. Oh, man, because I had this leftover. I got a smoked ham from Bledsoe's for Easter.
Ooh.
And then my dad is like vegan now. And he was like, oh, yeah, I can't eat that. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I had all this ham. And I just went, dude, it's so easy. Dry split peas are so cheap. I just bought a bunch of split peas. Cooked that ham bone in there. Do it nice and slow, and I'm gonna have a big bowl of split pea soup with ham
that
later.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. I love a soup.
Yeah.
You know?
My wife loves split pea soup.
Oh, really?
And it was one of those things in a relationship, you think you know everything about another person, and then like 6 years in, I just saw her on the couch eating split pea soup. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
What, are you anti?
No,
or you
no.
Just didn't
I just,
that?
It was just new information.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Producer Bay just said, sounds like we're all making split pea soup. Are you making split pea two split pea spee spee spoo spoo two?
Are you making split? Is there a dog splooting?
Yo, because I get it. Yo, Bay got an Easter ham too. That's just what happened. Like, that's really the time to do it because everybody got all this ham. The thing is, honey baked. I did it during the holidays like a few years ago, and I had a honey baked. That shit just makes the soup too fucking sweet.
It's and, so like, it's mostly sugar. Like the crust.
Oh
is
my
a
God.
Cake crust.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Or a Cinnabon. It's a Cinnabon.
Yeah. You will have some kind of like adverse health event if like you just ate a bunch of the outside of a honey baked ham skin. 100%.
One of the dumbest things I've ever done in my life was we wanted to do like this was like peak ish COVID, maybe 2021.
Uh-huh.
And a Thanksgiving. And we did like a big one like outside space or whatever. And I wanted to bring some shit. So I waited in a honey baked ham in Glendale, perhaps.
Yeah, there's one in Glendale. There's one in Glendale. There's one in Pasadena. Yeah. There's like only a couple left in LA. Yeah.
They are going extinct.
Yeah.
And we need to start breeding them, these honey baked hams.
Used to be one on Riverside in Toluca Lake, too, man. I don't know what happened to that one.
Oh my God. Near the
anyway, what were you saying? So you were waiting for that? Was this going anywhere?
And yes. So I waited in line. Didn't really, I was so stressed to even be around anyone. Like I was wearing, you know, like, like a helmet, all these masks, etc.
Right.
And then didn't do the math of how much, I couldn't comprehend how much X amount of pounds of honey baked ham turkey was.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'll get, there's four people. I'll get like a pound of this turkey. And then it was mostly, to your point, it was mostly like a, you know, the outer layer of a Cinnabon.
Wait, what do you mean
around.
Turkey? You said turkey? You got turkey from honey baked ham?
Yeah, it's honey baked turkey. They have a honey baked, they'll honey bake anything.
Oh God, that sounds
they'll honey
like
bake
the worst.
Anything.
Wait, and you
it
got
was
1 pound of turkey for four people?
It turns out, luckily, most of them were vegan. I would say, or half were vegan, right. So they couldn't have it anyway. A similar situation to your father.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is, it's delicious, but like I can't, you can't throw that in a soup. You're correct. There'll be some sort of chemical breakdown
that will turn
into fuel.
That's just so, and also shout out to us because this is the longest we've had a preamble before getting into the trending stories, but and we're talking about soup and honey baked turkeys, but hey, that's just a glimpse into our lives. Okay. Mm-hmm. What other podcast are you going to hear this kind of inane banter back and forth? Let's talk about what's trending though. Cash heist is trending in LA because apparently on Easter Sunday, when we were eating our hams, there was apparently one of the largest, if not the largest cash heist in Los Angeles.
Huh.
$30 million was taken from businesses. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? How is there even a $30 million heist? It said operators of the business did not discover the massive theft until they opened the vault Monday. Hopefully there was like a note that had like a middle finger drawn on it, you know, just to kind of give you that little Broshans 11 vibe.
Uh-huh.
And they said further, this is according to the LA Times, further adding to the intrigue is that very few individuals would have known of the huge sums of cash being kept in that safe. The break-in was described as elaborate and suggested an experienced crew who knew how to gain entry to a secure facility and go unnoticed. Yeah, that's typically how you would abscond with $30 million. It's like some fucking drunk.
It was a bunch of loud, bumbling idiots.
Yeah, some drunk, just the timing was so good. The guy fell through the door right as the vault was closing, was in there with the cash, somehow knew the magic fucking vocal password and opened the door and just left. It all worked out.
A bunch of lucky men and women.
Yeah.
Stumbled through the bank.
Stumbled through, pissed drunk on Easter. Mm-hmm. But I was like, what kind of place is this? Apparently, this is I don't know what kind of business. I don't know how this works. This must be some kind of banking type facility. But they said it's a facility in Sylmar, shout out to Valley, where cash from businesses across the region is handled and stored. So like, I know like when I've worked at like a retail business, like sometimes you would take your little cash bag, you would just take that to the bank. You know what I mean? Like if you had to take stuff from the till just to make a deposit, you would bring that bag to the bank. And then I don't know if there's like a secondary holding place or is this some kind of other, I don't know. It's hard for me to know, but shout out to those people that left with $30 million.
A cash warehouse. It does seem like this has been handled, to your point, that there are institutions of finance that are built to hold this. Like, can they not hold that much? This should have been looked into. This is their fault. I don't want to victim blame. I love, you know, the rich and corporations more than anyone else in the world.
I mean, obviously it could be small businesses too, but like, so I'm not trying to, you know, obviously if you're trying to get your money, I don't know, but this just sort of underscores my absolute ignorance around how physical money is placed where and why. I'm like, it's just like in some spot in Sylmar. Like in my mind growing up in the Valley, I'm like, fucking Sylmar? What's over there?
It's hot there.
We got a fucking warehouse over there. But hey, the FBI are on the case.
Good.
The largest one. Prior to that, the largest heist was in 1997 with a theft of $18.9 million from the former site of the Dunbar Armored Facility, which makes sense. That's where the armored cars are at.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and then there was like another one where someone took a bunch of jewelry from a Brinks truck. And they said there's maybe $100 million in that, but it's hard to know. So anyway, if you know why these things are there, what are these, banks, or they're just like shady? Like, is it shady, or is it like where weed businesses like store their cash? Please help me. I'm trying to be informed.
I like the idea with the Dunbar thing is that they just left all the valuables on the seat, you know, like you're
right.
Wait, is that $2 million worth of cash just on the passenger side seat?
I guess
so. Put that in the glove compartment.
Why are these duffel bags unzipped, just showing all the cash that's inside? And it's like labeled 2 million cash. Whatever. I'll take it. Other thing that's trending, New York City's AI. They have a fucking chat bot. Because we've talked about like the proliferation of chat bots and how local governments are like, yeah, man, like rather than have like a human being that understands like the nuances and all the different intricacies of city policy, we'll just let this fucking thing you chat with that isn't intelligent. It's actually just really good at guessing the next word in a sequence of words game. We'll just have that take over. And apparently this is where it's funny. The chatbot is telling people that it's okay to break the law, which I think is pretty cool. It just basically was suggesting things to people who are like asking questions, said it's, you know, legally, it's legal for an employer to fire a worker who complains about sexual harassment, doesn't disclose pregnancy or refuses to cut their dreadlocks. They're like, yeah, just go ahead, fire him, according to me, chatbot. And those are
I work for the government.
Yeah, exactly. Then also there are like two of the city's like signature waste initiatives. It also said, no, that's fine. They said you could put trash in black garbage bags and you're not required to compost. That's apparently not true. And then like some of the answers were fucking really weird. Someone asked, what if, is a restaurant allowed to serve cheese that's been nibbled on by a rodent? And the chatbot responded, quote, yes, you can still serve the cheese to customers if it has rat bites. Just little rat bites.
Wait, there is a qualifier there. I want to defend, not to defend AI, but it said that it is important to assess the extent of the damage caused by the rat. So did the rat just go ham on this cheese?
Right.
What happened?
Little rat bites? LRBs? Or are we talking about BRBs? Big rat bites.
Be right rat.
Be right rat. Rewrite rat. Right, rat. But yeah, again, there's another one. Like, so many people are like, you need to take this down. And the city still has not taken it down. It's just so funny. Like, all of this shit, please, everyone, when people start saying AI this and AI that and ChatGPT, know that this thing is not actually, it's not intelligent. It's just using pattern recognition type shit, basically, to be like, yeah, I think this is what you want me to say. And I will come off as a thing that is speaking in full sentences that make sense. And it's just a big hype, just a lot of hype right now.
Ton of hype. It's
too much hype.
It basically is chatbots or hold music until you inevitably have to get a human being into the chat to actually help you, because it just never helps. I've never been helped by a chat bot. No. I do ask very complicated questions, however.
Yeah. And I remember one time you're like, watch, let me show you how fucking stupid the FedEx chatbot is. And you kept asking it about like weird shit from your junior high like experiences. I'm like, how the fuck could anyone know this stuff? And you're like,
I was like, when's my acne going to clear up? I kept asking it over and over again. When is my, it will proactive work on me in high school. It didn't work at all. It was just wash your pillowcases.
Man, proactive though. Everyone was on that.
Everyone.
Those infomercials.
They had some celebrities. They had, Jessica Chastain. Who did they have? the one celebrity. I have infinite amount of celebrities I could have mentioned, and I mentioned Jessica Chastain, who was not famous yet.
Dude, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's what it
Kelly
was.
Kelly Clarkson, Avril Lavigne,
ooh.
Lindsay Lohan, Alyssa Milano,
Katy Perry,
Jessica Simpson. It's Britney, bitch. Kendall Jenner, Vanessa Williams, and I guess also who? P. Diddy. Yikes. Anyway, so there's that. Next story, though. John Hinckley, the guy who tried to kill Ronald Reagan.
Sure.
He's trending because he's out here being like, I'm a victim of cancel culture because his concerts keep getting canceled. And he says this quote, just keeps happening, and I'm used to it at this point. I mean, again, he says, like, you know, the first time he tried to fucking do a concert, like, right after he got out of, like, supervised release from prison. And people are like, yeah, I don't know. This might not be a good thing. The next one was that he's trying to do one that's, like, on the anniversary of his attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. And then someone,
that's
like,
that's a coincidence.
Like, no.
That is a coincidence.
Coincidence.
That's a coincidence.
It's a coincidence. But the tour is called, never mind. Should have never missed or whatever it is. Maybe should have had a higher caliber weapon. I think he used a 22 or something. But he's now being like, it's all just like, this is what happens. Just because you tried to kill a president, nobody wants to have you. And I was released on the basis of insanity. But hey, I still want to get my message out there. We listened to a bit of his music.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, I don't know if it's because of, I don't even think it's because of the Reagan stuff, dude. I think it's because he's just so, you're just so
good?
Bad at music.
Oh, you said bad.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we need to have pre-production meetings so we're on the same page.
The pre-production meeting was you and I both listening to it, and I thought we came to the same conclusion, but I guess we didn't.
I thought you were talking about something completely different. No, I
I said he needs to go back to jail because this shit is so bad.
No. He did his time. He did his time in trying. So let the guy tour. You know, OJ is doing his thing.
That's true.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever.
He had a
that
prank
is.
Show.
He did have a prank show. He had a book. So let this art. What we have now is not a failed. We don't want to say failed. But a missed man, and now he's an artist. So let the artist tour. And I think he got canceled. His gigs were canceled. It seems like in New York, Georgia, Chicago, and Virginia, which is those are some liberal cities, some not liberal cities. I think we can all agree he needs to do these gigs.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know what they'd look like, but just hearing the recordings of them were fucking bone chilling. So, like, because they were just so bad, like the fucking weird effects he had. Y'all, look for yourselves. Tell me if you think the would-be Reagan assassin has a shot.
I'll give you his voice isn't that great. I'll give you that. The
guitar, the way the guitar is recorded, I feel like I'm at like at a youth praise service or something.
Well, that's the problem with the engineer. The engineer is a problem.
He's not also the engineer.
The engine, the full staff that he's hired to help him with this tour.
He's like, you're fucking boned me, man. People are telling me this song sounds like dog shit. I gave you guys good fucking money. Oh, man. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to tell you what else is trending. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. Bob Iger is trending on the Twitter because apparently he has proclaimed woke Disney is over.
Damn right.
Disney was just in the news also like yesterday because like Iger like fought and successfully defeated a fucking proxy war against activist shareholders. Not because people were like, you need to do better as a company. It's because one guy was like, there's too many black people and women in Disney films and the company's not profitable. And that's who he basically had to fend off.
Jesus.
This guy, that the activist shareholder, what's his name? Peltz. Yeah, Nelson Peltz. I just wanted to say, like, I have to bring up why this guy was trying to come at him.
Please.
He said, why do I have to have a Marvel that's all women? Why do I have to have a Marvel? How
a single
fucking
Marvel.
Old are you? Why do I have to have a Marvel that's all women? Not that I have anything against women. But why do I have to do that? And then talking like, and then he said, why can't I have Marvels that are both? And then in reference to fucking Black Panther, why do I need an all black cast? Dude, shut your fucking mouth. And this is the kind of weird shit that, again, it's your ignorance that takes over the discussion. And then we just label things like just general inclusivity. Like, yeah. People that are not white also account for a large portion of the demographics in the country. You can also include them. It's not about all white cis dudes.
All the people I hang out with are like me. So why can't we put us in the movies in one of these Marvels?
Please. I want to be a Marvel.
I could be a White Panther.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
that actually is so that came out of my mouth and just that sound scared me. I just scared myself.
You saying you're a White Panther?
Just the phrase White Panther is so scary.
Oh, yeah.
I hope to God that's not a real group.
Don't give the alt-right ideas, man. Because like I can just see like some white dudes wearing white berets, white leather jackets, and we're like, we're the White Panthers.
It's like, oh,
white
God.
Power. Oh no.
Oh,
don't
God.
Go away. Go away.
No.
But Bob Iger, Bob Iger, as I like to say, Iger. I like to say it as a very French way, or just
Robert Iger.
Robert Iger. Has said, again, he's like, look, we're not woke. Quote, I've always believed that we have a responsibility to do good in the world, but we know our job is not to advance any kind of agenda. For as long as I'm in the job, I'm going to continue to be guided by a sense of decency and respect and will always trust our instincts. But he did say, he's like, yeah, but look, he said, quote, like when people talk about like, yo, is it really like you're pushing an agenda? He's like, no, I've used Black Panther as a, this is a quote from him. I've used Black Panther as a great example of that just in terms of fostering acceptance, or the movie Coco, which Pixar did about the Day of the Dead. I like being able to do that. Entertain. And if you can infuse it with positive messages, have a good impact on the world. Fantastic. But that should not be the objective. That's where I'm like, where are we going with this? This feels a little bit like
Is this ominous, or is it more like he's just trying to say the things that get these fucking ignorant people off his back? Because they've been on Disney shit for this whole time, like ever since, especially with the Don't Say Gay bill and their opposition to it.
It's like, oh yeah, sure, you know, the movie Black Panther finally gave, you know, like black children like an actually like a superhero that they can relate to and actually make them become, you know, like feel included and have representation in movies. But it also made $1.3 billion.
Yeah.
So what are we really talking about here?
What like, are we saying? Oh, do we care? I mean, yeah. Lightyear, that thing bombed. And yeah, maybe I will blame the like the kiss that was in that people were fucking losing their shit over, the same sex kiss that was in Lightyear. Or like there was a non-binary character in Elemental. But God,
just oh, yeah.
Don't fucking succumb to these mobs. But again, what happens when you're a publicly traded company? It's a lot of forces acting on you. I just like this guy. Why can't there be a Marvel that's not all the women? What are you fucking
doing? And I don't have anything against broads, women, but women. These Marvels don't need to be so, they confuse me.
Yeah, they're confusing. And like, you know, Black Panther, I get it, but, you know, does you know who have to be everybody in it? Like, what are you saying, Nelson? This is, again, shows you, like, the sort of mindset of a person that was, like, trying to be like, and follow me into the right direction with this company.
Right.
Disney seems to be doing fine without added ignorance. Anyway, another thing that's trending, weed and feed. Because I guess in a GQ interview, Danny McBride of Righteous Gemstones and Eastbound and Down fame said that he hates like these modern have a meal while you watch a movie type theaters.
Yeah.
He said, quote, I hate it. I can't stand it. I also don't think it makes sense to combine booze with movies. You're going to have to piss. Doesn't alcohol make you want to get up and get loose? You don't want to sit there, drink beer and just be quiet. I would have no interest in going to see a movie and just pounding IPAs, just fucking falling asleep, which is true. Like if you, anytime I've been to one of those, I'm definitely cannot have a lot of alcohol. Like it just, it will make the movie boring to me. And I think I'll become impatient. And then the food, if you eat too much, I remember falling one of my first dates with Her Majesty. We saw 22 Jump Street in one of those places. Dude, I ate so much. I fucking fell asleep. And like drank so much, I just fell asleep in the whole fucking movie. I didn't know what the fuck happened. And I was
that's
like,
amazing.
Yeah,
that's how charming you are. Is that you were able to? You also, still were able to make it work.
You know how charming I was on that first date? Forgot my fucking wallet, and I literally I was like, I invited her to there, and I'm like, let's go out. We got these, like, get these tickets,
it's an
whatever. And
night,
I pulled,
yeah.
Dude. We were about to pay the bill for the food. And I was like, ah, shit. You're doing that one.
The worst. You sound you're like such a loser. You're not. You're one of my favorite people in the world. And
no, it's fine.
You're a majesty in your own right. But like, it is like, okay, so this pig invites me out to this thing, and then
gets
drinks
all
and
up,
eats himself sleep. To sleep. And then, oh, I can't find my wallet.
Shit! You're not gonna believe this. I fucking forgot my wallet. I'm so sorry.
It's the wrong activity. I think where I have.
Yeah.
Certain shows and movies where alcohol does obviously mess you up. So it's like, hey, we're going, my wife and I, we are going to watch this show that we would not watch sober when we come home from dinner and drinks. And then we feel like going to sleep. There's no overhead. It's just like, okay, turn it off, go right to bed.
Right.
And yeah, I've tried drinking and reading before and just reading the same sentence over and over.
Yeah, your reading comprehension goes to shit.
Yeah, it's like, wait, who is this?
Huh? Or like even listen to a podcast drunk. Yes. I've done that a few times and I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck just happened right now. Like I have to go back 30 minutes.
And also when you're listening to a podcast, I will like weeks later say, oh yeah, I had this conversation recently about, and it's like, no, you didn't. You were drunk and you listened to a podcast.
You were drunk and you're blasting. I remember I was trying to go to sleep and you're like, no, listen to this part. And it was an ad.
The Bills traded Stephon Diggs. What's going on up
boy.
There?
Going up Buffalo.
What are you going on?
The Eclipse? What? Mitsubishi Eclipse Spider GT.
I'll show you a path of totality, I swear to God.
Oh man, I wanted a Mitsubishi Eclipse so fucking bad in the late 90s.
There's still time.
Anyway, I know there is still time. I think about
spoiler.
That too. Like, you know how like people like these boomers and shit, they're like, yeah, man, always wanted a fucking 65 Mustang, always wanted a fucking T-top. You know, like whatever, talking about classic cars, I'm literally going to be like, man, my first car was a 99 Honda Prelude. I just want to get back in that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Just fucking feel it. The poor man's Ferrari is what they used to call that shit. That shit used to fucking go, man. Oh,
dude, I didn't own my own car. I actually have never owned. I didn't lease my own car until I moved to LA, but my family had a Honda Element, you know, like one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't make that anymore. So that's my Mustang. That's my Bronco. Before that,
we're going to look so fucking weird if the earth isn't completely obliterated or something. Yes. And we still have some money in our pockets. Just being like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Also, like, gas, you know, that'll be the thing. Gas will be so fucking expensive. It will be a flex to be like, yo, is my man in a 2004 Civic Si for real? Okay, baller. Okay. Ooh. We see you. Oh, but anyway, all that to say is Danny McBride, he was pivoting to the fact that in talking to, I think in the interview talking to, what's his face? David.
Chris Cuomo.
What, Green? No. You know, I keep his fucking main collaborator, David Gordon Green.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, that they were saying it's like weed and movies is the thing. That was the whole point. He said the booze and food. No, it's the weed and movies. He said go together fucking perfectly. And just said he wanted to, like in this interview, they're talking about a concept called green screen where there would be a dispensary. And he said, if I went to a theater and it was like, here's your popcorn, here's your fucking weed, I feel like that would be an awesome little combo right there. And yeah, maybe, but you'd have to bring your own. That's what I think. Because I know you don't, like we were talking earlier, you don't do the weeds. God bless you. Keep yourself safe. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's not for everybody. But the way, if you go to a place that like is like selling you weed, it's usually the worst fucking quality. And it's
interesting.
Marked up. Really, I think we just need to be able to like zone old movie theaters to be like, yeah, you can smoke in here if you want.
Yeah.
Like, smoke in here. Fine. That's it. Just do that.
That's smart because it makes sense where if it would almost, I've never drank at a movie theater and boy, would I if I had, I've never purchased alcohol at a movie theater. I've brought my own, I've snuck my own in.
You fucking asshole. You're there like, and for, sir, what do you drink? It's water. Ah, just a burn after.
This is so bad. I had, during Jojo Rabbit, there's like a very emotional scene in it. And I thought I was drinking wine in the movie. Like I brought a bottle of wine, my wife and I, and I was, it was an emotional scene. I'm like, it was red Sauvignon Blanc. and that would be a white, but,
true.
But yeah, I was drunk and like misinterpreted. I thought it was going to be a misdirection of like, oh, this is going to look sad, but it's actually funny. And then I just go, ha ha. And it was actually an incredible sad moment. And
wow.
I felt bad because I don't want to affect other people's enjoyment, obviously, of a movie. Hopefully that didn't. But with weed, I would imagine that, yeah, like if you go to a stadium, you're not generally getting the craft IPAs that maybe you drink. So it makes sense that you wouldn't get good weed often. So BYOW makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, or maybe you fall asleep. I don't know. But anyway, I think it could be. I keep saying this. We need to be able to smoke weed in movie theaters.
Yeah.
And not all of them, but just, you know, have like green screen events where it's like, you know what? It's got the little leaf next to it. You know what's up in there. Don't act like you're like, it was so smoky in there. It's like, what the fuck did you think it was?
Yeah.
Although that may fuck up the entire experience if everyone's just blowing fucking smoke into there. Like you just be like, the visibility is terrible in the fucking theater.
Yeah.
And we got to get to our last story, which is the reason for the title of this, Coachella. It seems like they're a little desperate for people. I've just seen headline after headline about like all these things that are gonna be at Coachella and like all these things that are like ways to check it out, even if you can't get in. But then you look, the ticket sales have been the worst they've ever been in like 10 years. Like it took the longest ever. So usually in 2022, when the festival returned after like pandemic lockdowns, both weekends sold out in 40 minutes. This time it took like a month for just one of the weekends to sell out. And like weekend two apparently is like wide open. I haven't been in 11 years maybe now. But how the mighty fall. And the lineup looked terrible. So I can't really say that. But anyway. Have you ever been to Coachella?
No, I haven't. I did a I would do a prank each. I say each year. It was effective the first year or two, where I would say that, because like you said, it was the most coveted ticket in LA. It would sell out immediately.
Yeah.
And I would post, this is how long ago this was, like, I would post on Facebook. Actually, I would do it on Twitter too, and say, like, I have an extra ticket. I just can't get rid of it. Can someone please, like, take this ticket off my hands? And then people would start, like, hundreds of people would start replying.
Right.
Friends. Like, yeah. People that I know.
Yeah.
And then I would say, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm having technical issues. I can't see anyone. Like, I don't know if people are responding or not. I'm going to try this again. Can someone please, you know, like, I'm on the hook for this. And it would drive people. I would get calls. People who I didn't even know had my number would call me.
Holy shit.
But I've never been. Do you think it's... Because I think the lineup each year, you know, a billion times, you know more about music than I ever will, but it can't just be the lineup, right? Like,
No. A lot of the time people just do like sometimes the lineups are secondary. There are some people who just purely love the festival to go to the festival and just like, you know, camp and do all that shit. For me, it was like, I would only go if there was like, it had to reach a sort of threshold of artists that I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I did camping a couple times. It was super gnarly. I only like to go number two in my own bathroom. So like when I went there, my body just went, you're not shitting for 3 days. And
oh my God,
then I would come home and, you know, my mom would kick me out of the house because of what I did to the bathroom. And that would kind of be the weekend would be like when I was camping. And then other times you try and do the hotel thing. It's just so fucking expensive. It's just sort of like,
yeah,
is it worth paying upwards of like $1,000 all told with like food, drugs, drink, ticket, and hotel? And now it's like even more. I mean, like I didn't even adjust that figure for inflation. It's probably like fucking $1,500 now. That's when you start being like, I don't know.
And it was a pain in the ass, not a constipation joke for you. And you were coming from LA. And there's people who have to, California is a huge state. Obviously they can populate the concert with just people from California.
But they come from all over.
I don't think I'm breaking any news here, but like after COVID, I think so many people are like, I don't need to fucking do this. And a lot of people don't want to, even when the barrier to entry is very simple, like even if it was just incredibly expensive, you see people go to the Super Bowl, you see people go to these big events. But to your point, the location of Coachella should not exist. It's like a fucking In-N-Out or a parking lot or, you know, a Trader Joe's.
Yeah. It's a gigantic polo field that can turn into a fucking dust storm at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
But again, like this is the thing. Look at there's a lot of reporting on how, or not reporting, just a lot of like press releases around. Just watch it on YouTube. You can watch four stages at once if you want, but like, how the fuck are you going to watch four? Like that's not tenable for the human senses.
Yes.
Like, sure. If you watch like sports or something that's purely visual that you don't need audio for, you can entertain multi watch. But four fucking concerts at one time, that's a bad fucking hook for you to be like, yeah, man, check it out online, man. You can watch four things at once. Like, no.
And you're paying for all four.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not paying for one, like you're paying to have access to all of them, but you can only watch one of them.
Yeah.
It's a bad deal.
It's a bad deal, folks.
Bad deal.
Just watch it if you want, but the lineup again, not that great. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Wow, what a long episode. Thank you so much, Blake. It's great having you.
Of course.
Great talking to you. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. So until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Get the vaccine 217 times like the German man did. And don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeitgang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.